It's Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Brian Larson. Colorado's congressional races are gearing up, but things may end before they really get started for the Democratic candidate running in the 4th Congressional District. Here with more is Colorado Statesman publisher Jody Hope Strogoff. Good morning, Jody.
Good morning.
Now, we've known for months that Senate President Brandon Schaefer was going to run against Republican Cory Gardner, but redistricting has made the 4th CD a bit more favorable for the GOP, and reports are out there saying that Schaefer is having some difficulty in raising money. So what does this mean for his congressional bid?
Brandon Schaefer has raised about $150,000 this quarter, which is okay, but it's not great. And when you're trying to oust an incumbent, you really need to have your fundraising numbers much higher. So from that perspective, as well as the fact that the 4th Congressional District, as you mentioned, has been redrawn so that under the new redistricting maps, it is a lot more favorable to the Republicans. And there was some opportunity for the Democrats to change that when they were looking at drawing the boundaries, but they chose to make that district a little bit tougher for the Democrat and make it easier in other places around the state.
Now, there's been some buzz that Schaefer may possibly run against Republican Mike Kaufman in the 6th Congressional District. Is it possible to even mount a legitimate campaign with only 9 months to go to the election?
Well, there's some speculation about that, and Schaefer hasn't actually said he's going to do it, but he's thinking about it. More to the point, his campaign advisors are looking at it and admit that they are polling in the district. There's a couple things to this that would make it, in a way, easier for Brandon Schaefer to run. The 6th Congressional District has been changed so that it's more of a swing district now, more favorable to Democrats than it has been in the past. And they also look at incumbent Mike Kaufman and think that perhaps Schaefer is a better matchup against him than Cory Gardner. Brandon Schaefer has some military background in his when he was growing up and served in the Navy. Mike Kaufman himself is a veteran. And they also seem to think that some of the issues that Schaefer has been talking about might be transferable over to the 6th Congressional District. So there's been some speculation. Schaefer had told the Statesman in an interview just about a week ago that he was running in the 4th, but at the same time, he has been polling. So we don't know what for sure whether he's going to go in the 4th or the 6th, but I'd have to say probably at this time, most people think he may just stay in the 4th. We'll see. A lot of this also depends on the fact of who else is running in the 6th CD. The current candidates, including State Rep. Joe McClosey, haven't been raising a lot of money and haven't been making a lot of waves. So there seems to be a vacuum in candidates in that district.
Now, Republicans have said the process of redistricting, the redrawing of congressional boundaries, was unfavorable to their side. We've talked about that before. But, Jody, given what we're talking about with the climate in the 4th and the 6th districts, it might seem that Republicans may actually have some safe districts after all come the fall.
That's true. You look at CD6, which is the incumbent Mike Kaufman. He's an excellent campaigner. He's raised about $1 million so far for his reelection. And even though the numbers aren't as favorable to him as they used to be, it's a pretty split district between Republicans, Democrats, and unaffiliateds, he seems to be someone who can really attract a lot of votes. And in the 4th CD, with Cory Gardner as the incumbent, he seems to be very well liked in the area, doing well, getting a lot of positive press, and kind of is a bright star among the Colorado delegation at this point. So it looks like he's in safe territory, at least for now, as well.
Okay. Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope Strogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper.